What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. What's on your mind today?
Mike, two things, or three things, actually. But the first one, really quickly, is you mentioned we were shipping aid, 64 attack helicopters to Bahrain. Bahrain is the headquarters of the 6th Fleet. It's part of the United Arab Emirates, who have now been cut off, even though we've got they're the fleet headquarters for the Persian Gulf. They've been cut off with the and all this is a reaction, Mike, to the Iran, Saudi Arabia, Chinese thing, realignment, which which means, you know, they have to beef up their defenses, and Bahrain will get anything that they want, although it's completely untenable, as everybody who just look at a map knows. Iraq doesn't want us in. Iran doesn't want us in. Saudi Arabia, the Straits of Hormuz can be cut off. By the way, another response of the Chinese initiative that got Iran and Saudi Arabia together was now they're talking about reducing the sanctions to get them to sign any sort of non-enrichment deal, which you went over. But that's also a response, like an emergency desperation response, because we could have done that years ago. We didn't need to do it to begin with, you know. But at any rate, now we've been forced into it, forced into actual, you know, reasonable activity, but by the reality of what's on the ground. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. The other thing I wanted to talk about was you mentioned about the manufacturing, and I told you I back in 1945, when the United States was at its peak, we were the sole nuclear weapons holder, the largest Navy and most successful Navy ever, largest Air Force, all that stuff. We also manufactured what the rest of the world, equal to what the rest of the world put together did. China, now we actually manufactured less now. Back then we had a population of 140 million. Now it's, what, 340 million or something, not including that. God knows how many illegals. And we manufactured less than we did in 1945. As an aggregate, less, much less. The Chinese, on the other hand, think about this, what we did militarily back then. They manufactured twice what we manufactured in 1945. And a lot of this is because the bankers, you know who, the bankers shipped all our manufacturing overseas because they could make profits doing it.
Yeah, they could.
Put a whole lot, you know, of Americans.
I think it was George Herbert Walker Bush who changed the tax code to make that financially advantageous, because before then, companies that were importing manufactured goods from other countries, even from their own factories, they had to pay tariffs on it, and that was to keep the manufacturing jobs in this country. And Bush basically helped sign that all away.
And when you can print money out of nothing, you can buy it, which BlackRock and the Federal Reserve has done with, and assigned to BlackRock and Vanguard for management. When you can do that and have all the shares, and you can make a short-term gain by shipping everything overseas because it's cheaper, but it's hollowing out the U.S. economy, hollowing out our security, and obviously strengthening a rival. But the bankers were way behind that. And by the way, guys like Hunter and Joe have made millions off of shipping manufacturing to China. But the last thing I want to talk with Mike, I'll get off somebody else. I've been on too long already. But it's you ran an article on the Biden administration is now planning on parsing out organ transplants by race.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, by race. Now, they're already giving loans for farm loans. Like, there's five black farmers, but they're all getting loans. White farmers can't. You go to the back of the line for credit. You go to the back of the line for admissions. You go to the back of the line. They went to the back of the line for the COVID shots. Thank God. But we were at the back of the line on that in like 16 states. They were racially parceling that out. Back of the line for promotions, first to be laid off, last to be hired, last to be promoted, being, you know, like escorted out of the military because they look at us as a threat. And now they're coming out flat out and saying, listen, you get the last worst kidney at the back end of the line.
Yep.
And is anything anymore, is this not apartheid? Are there not two justice systems?
Yeah, it's certainly racism. It's discriminatory. And it'll become apartheid when the white people are told you have to live in this part of the town and we're going to be taking over the other part of the town. Well, at that point, it will be apartheid.
That's a manifestation of apartheid. But apartheid, by definition, is different legal systems for within the same country for different racial groups. And we have that, right? Like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but MAGAs, they're still in jail. Haven't even been charged, a lot of them. I mean, on and on and on. You know, I mean, it's already apartheid, Mike. It will be. That will be a degree of apartheid. You know, when they start herding us into like the Soweto ghettos, or you know, the West Bank or Gaza. But that's just a degree of it. But there already is a two-tiered justice system. It's been going on for a while now. Two-tiered for meritocracy, and now we can't even get medical care. It's been a while for that, actually. I wonder what's that going to do with the Israeli organs smuggling rings that have been going on forever. I wonder how that's going to affect their business, huh?
Yeah.
But anyways, listen, that's it for me, Mike. I just wanted to hit those points.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we are going to go to James in Tokyo. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A lot of my mind. Rivera. Okay. No, I'm not going to call you Rivera today. I'm going to call you Michael because I'm not angry at you today. I'm not angry.
Wow, that's an historical moment.
That's very historical, sir. I really like Pete's calls. He's my favorite caller in your show, actually. I like him and Tom and Marco. And, they're all great people that call it. Hey, Mike, I got in a fight today. So I live in Tokyo, and I got this beach house, like, in a place called Ibaraki. It's, like, on the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
And so I'm on the bus, and there's, like, this old lady, Chinese, and her son, who's, like, a really big Chinese guy. And they're both listening to their phones, like, really loud. You know, sounds come out in Chinese, and a lot of people complaining, and the sun would go up, and he would harass people. And I'm like, I'm going to stay out of this. I'm going to stay out of this. I'm not going to get myself in any trouble. Every time I ever go to my beach house, I have problems with my house, my car, and this and that, you know. No way. So anyway, the guy's harassing people on the bus, and I'm not doing anything. I'm like 59 years old now. I'm not like 50 anymore. And finally, the bus stops, like, at the last stop where I'm getting off. I'm like, okay, I'm free. I'm not going to, you know, I got myself out of trouble. And the guy's like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. Then he grabbed me by my coat, by my neck, and I broke his finger.
Ouch.
And he was on the ground. I'm like, in karate, there's a technique called finish where I would like finish him with my fist. And I upgraded my sensei's technique to like doing it with my foot, like stamping on a guy's head. But I didn't do that. I did hit him with my fist like maybe two or three times. And then the bus driver was smart. He called the police, and the police came, and they're like, oh man, you broke the guy's finger and you hit him three times in the head. Do you know martial arts? And I was like, yeah, I do. I watched Steven Seagal movies and Kung Fu movies growing up all the time with my mom when I was living in New York. and they, do you have your, you know, your permanent residency card? I said, yeah, I got it. And I showed them, and they're like, go, you know. So then I was like, anyway.
James, where are you going with this?
Yeah. Nowhere. Basically nowhere.
Okay, well, it's an interesting story, and I'm sure our listeners, you know, find it curious, but it really doesn't seem relevant to Trump's arraignment or immigration.
It wasn't what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Ukraine, actually.
Okay, well, let's get down to business.
All right, let's get into business. In Ukraine, I want to ask you one question. Why do you think that Russia is not bombing the train route and the highway route from Poland into Ukraine? In my opinion, I think it's because, I hear some people say, it's not my opinion, but I hear some people say it's because they want to let all the weapons go in and Russia can easily, you know, take care of them. But in my opinion, I think it's getting too far right now, and I can't see, like, why they would want to, like, not stop this thing, because they could finish this very quickly, I believe, if they did that. What do you think, Mike?
Well, the problem is it would be an attack on a NATO member state. Article 5 would be invoked, and the war would really start blooming up. And while the West seems to want to make this war into something bigger than it is, I think Putin would like to avoid that. He wants to take care of his military objectives inside Ukraine without triggering a wider conflict.
I didn't say attacking Poland. I said attacking within the within the land of Ukraine. You know, just the railroads and the roads.
Well, he may have already done so. We don't know. I mean, there's not a lot of accurate information coming on out.
I don't know. I would really like to see this, finish very quickly. But anyway, Mike.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry for the fight story, and sorry you didn't get your chopsticks. And
it's okay. We've got plenty of them.
Well, one day I hope to meet you and we could kick back on a couple of Trini Budweisers.
Okay, well, I'm not a big fan of Budweisers, but although I did work for Busch Gardens as a magician when I was in college. Anyway, thank you for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm really concerned about Finland joining NATO. There are economic pressures on them because their primary trading partners are Sweden and I think is it Germany? I'm just wondering whether Sweden will also be admitted and what all of that means to Russia. But what about the countries on the southern borders? What is their status with regard to their relationship with Russia?
Well, I'm sure they're not appreciating being caught in the middle, but I actually have to take a let me bring up a map here and take a look and see what we have. And most of those nations in that area are already parts of NATO, or they're part of the Russian republics. So let's see, what else we have? Yeah, Latvia, Estonia, a lot of little countries in there that are just going to get chopped up if this thing gets ugly. So
yeah, and there's going to be economic pressures on them. There's going to be certainly threats on Finland. I know that some Finlanders are really quite brilliant, but some of them are also really stupid. But certainly, they're very liberal, and they're certainly susceptible to economic pressures. So that worries me. And then the other issue that I'm concerned about, of course, is Trump. Do you believe this appears now to be actually, I wasn't sure if it was just a game, but it seems like they're actually going to try and do everything they can to block him from running.
Yes.
The feedback or the blowback effect is that they are going to, I hope, increase support for Trump. It seems to be happening already. those who normally criticize them are now condemning the absurdity of this whole fiasco. Is there anything more that we can do that you can think of? Anything, I mean, other than grabbing our pitchforks and storming the Bastille, what else can we do? I'm sorry to be asking you. You can't come up with answers.
Well,
I know, and no one really can.
I can come up with answers, but I don't like the answers I come up with. I guess it would be a good way to describe what's going on here.
Yeah.
And,
well, we just have to hope that that doesn't interfere with Trump's running. I'm back in the area where I believe that he's really the only one who can make a difference now.
I'm unfortunately a little bit more sanguine about this this whole grand jury indictment, bookkeeping error thing. It is absurd on the face of it, and but my worry is that if Trump somehow comes out of this looking even better than before, because, you know, we all have a little sympathy to the underdog here. There will be an assassination attempt. I mean, they are that dedicated to Trump never being in power again.
I agree. The only thing is his security strong enough to keep him secure?
Obviously, that's an important question.
There's no impenetrable security. That's my fear, too, much like you pointed out. So we are left having to do something. So at this point, I guess I'm just expressing my anxiety, my fears for Trump, my fears for Russia. Things are not going particularly well. With regard to your equipment, is there anything that we can do? Is there something that we can, is it a reasonable amount that we can contribute to help you with your equipment?
Well, you know, ultimately I need to replace all of this at some point, but I'm not going to do it next. After the show, I'm going to go through the system logs and see what happened. I mean, it just sort of locked up for a minute, and then it came back. I didn't even have to reboot the machine, but I'll just have to look in the system logs.
Okay, please keep us posted. All right, take care, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You say that Trump's trial won't start until 2024?
Beginning of the primary season.
Okay, but when is that exactly?
It's
months?
In the spring.
6 months?
Yep.
Jeez. You know, whatever happened to a timely trial and all that? This isn't the Constitution. You know, Trump can get out of this in a New York second by pulling out of the election.
I don't think he's going to do that.
No, I know he's not. But I'm saying,
he just strikes me as being, very, very angry. And he's learned a hard lesson about just exactly what the deep state is.
Yeah, but if he did, then they would, is what I'm getting at. That undoubtedly, they wouldn't pursue it. If he's just going to go away to Mar-a-Lago and play golf and not be active in politics again, this they would drop it, try to make it all go away and erase the bad PR on the Democrat side. This country here, you know, when I hear it compared to a banana republic, I don't think banana republics are this bad. I don't know. I don't think Venezuela is becoming this bad. I mean, look here. Before George Floyd and all that, I got into an altercation with a young black male with his pants showing his underwear and wife beater T-shirt with eyes big around his saucers. And you can probably draw the mental picture. This was at a truck stop. And he was doing something that I thought, you know, maybe he shouldn't be doing. He was actually vandalizing the store. They told him, hey, you knock it off. He got in my face and started screaming at me. And I told him, you know, get the hell out of my face. One thing led to another. He threw the first punch.
Okay, Bruce.
I threw the last punch.
Bruce.
Go ahead.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. It's coming right back to you.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And Bruce, you were telling us about how you met this individual who was vandalizing a place of business, and he got in your face. Please take it away.
Yeah, I'll finish up because I know this may be boring, but I'm trying to make a point here. You're a little bit of an echo. I'll try to ignore it. So one thing led to another. He threw a punch at me, hit me, in fact, a couple of times because he pulled the hood over my head. But I managed to gain control of the situation, and I put him down. And in the process, I did some damage to the store. This was all on video. All right, the first sheriff's deputy shows up and has a separate, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's taking down witness statements and all this. Okay, the chief of police shows up. This little runt shows up, and he recognizes the other guy and has the deputy arrest me. So I get arrested. He gets let go scot-free. I get taken into jail. I had to bail myself out. I had to show up in court. I was charged by the city and the county for two separate offenses. And the judge was kind of, and the prosecutor just scowled at me. And the judge was like, well, sir, I understand, but, you know, you just should call the police because you verbally assaulted him. So even talking to a young black man is assault, to tell him to stop doing it. And so I suffered under this, you know, a little bit, minor compared to a lot of people like this guy with the mem. This country's done for. The judicial system is rotten.
Yeah. I
mean, even at the local level, all the way up to the federal level. And so compared to a banana republic, I believe it's unfair to banana republics. I'm going to have some money sometime in the next few years. I'm out of here. I can't even look at the flag anymore without regret because I see what the hell it's become. It's just disgusting. And now Dominion is going to be free to fix the next election if they need to. It's just,
yep.
I don't see it getting any better.
Nope, I don't either. And it's a very depressing place to be in. I don't see things getting better. I see them getting a lot worse. And ultimately, we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of the government, or there will be a civil war of some kind. And neither
Zimbabwe
are very pleasant options, but that's where we're going.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. About the vaccinations, I read a story here. It's from AmericanLibertyReportNews.com, and it's talking about more than 20,000 military servicemen have become sterile after COVID vaccination.
Wow. I had not heard anything like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, you might want to check that out. But I think they also were saying they're talking about putting COVID vaccines in cows and pigs.
Yeah, they're going to put it in the food.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my main item, but I do want to apologize for not having my ducks in a row last time I called about Mallinckrodt that in St. Louis there that was shipping those chemicals through East Palestine.
Yeah.
That's the same company that was burying nuclear waste at the east end of the St. Louis airport that's all bubbling up now over there in the Ferguson neighborhood.
Oh, wonderful.
But that story, I mentioned DuPont, but I misspoke. It's Dow Chemical.
Okay.
That is has a subsidiary called Mallinckrodt across the river there. And that story I ran across at rents.com, so maybe you want to take that with a grain of salt, but I don't know. So anyway, that was what I wanted to add, and so I'll let you go and get on with your work, and you have a nice day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we have open lines now, 512-248-8252. We're almost on a commercial break here, and so I think I'll fit in a little bit of news before we take the next phone call. Now, do you remember David Hogg? He is sort of like the gun grabber's version of Greta Thunberg. He's this young kid who's up there saying guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad. Well, apparently somebody got a video of him over this last weekend at a gun range shooting guns for fun. Okay? And, you know, Hogg's up there saying, we've got to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. And, you know, America will be safe when only criminals and cartel members have these guns. And so, yeah, he was out there just enjoying himself with some firearms, you know. Do as I say, not as I do, I guess. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Working two jobs, Ian's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with Steve in West Virginia, I believe. Steve, if you could pick up where you left off.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, got a couple things. First of all, I want you to put your thinking cap on real quick. And I want to ask, how long do you think we have before this whole thing comes down? I mean, where it really comes down, where you can't go anywhere and, you know, because the banks are closed and other stuff like that. I mean,
frankly,
how much time?
I'm surprised it's lasted this long. I was expecting it all to fall apart a couple of years ago.
Uh huh. So, how much more time do you think we have?
Difficult to say.
Do you think anything's going to happen before summer starts?
I think there's a good chance that we're going to see the war in Ukraine and possibly Poland really start to escalate by summer.
What about the banks? What's your feeling on that?
I'm seeing all these articles by all these experts, saying that the situation is not looking good. Let's see, the Dow was down, I think, almost five. Well, I have to put my cheating glasses on here again. No, it was down 200 at the close of the market. And again, the revelation that our banks have been making exactly the same mistakes that led to the disaster in 2008 troubles me greatly. And we know there's a huge derivatives bomb out there ready to be set off. And I don't know how they're going to fix it. That basically doesn't involve taking more money away from you and I and giving it to the bankers so the bankers can loan it back to us at interest.
Well, that's kind of why I'm asking you, because if I went on a trip again, I don't want things to fall apart when I'm on the trip. So that's kind of
well, it all
I'm
depends
asking.
On where you're going on the trip here, because, you know, if you're going someplace like really nice and you get stranded there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let me get to my main point. I don't know if, you know, I know you're on Twitter and I know you're a voracious reader, but have you been percolating underneath everything? You got this this Marburg virus thing, and
yes.
Supposedly Bill Gates has already got a vaccine ready for it that has riots
in
it.
Oh, that worries me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I kind of sense, I mean, even though it's not really hitting hard yet, I kind of sense that they've got another little rabbit under their hat, and maybe by the end of summer they're going to pull this out just in time for the, you know, to get it going and for the upcoming elections, because I'm seeing some videos on where people are saying that they think, you know, that this Marburg thing is going to be the next thing.
Well, you know, Marburg and the other filoviruses, they're kind of weird little critters. the reason it's called Marburg is it first emerged in the town of Marburg, Germany. But it is known, or at least we're being told, it is of African origin, and they don't know how it got to Marburg. But it does keep popping up in Africa, along with the various strains of Ebola. And, of course, after learning about the U.S. biological weapons labs in Ukraine, you know, we cannot rule out the possibility that Ebola and Marburg and their variants are intentional slate wipers designed as biological weapons.
Right. Oh, I totally believe that's what they are. Mike, let me just say one last thing, and then I'm out of here. Bruce is talking about, you know, maybe asking, you know, is Trump just going to walk away and play golf? Well, I don't think so. His sons are out on Twitter posting up a storm.
Yeah.
If Trump was going to walk away.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, if Trump was going to, I haven't seen him post like that in a long time. If Trump was going to walk away, you wouldn't see that at all. Trump is not walking away from anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's I'll let somebody else talk. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Good day to you. Okay. First off, Mike, let's go. Let's get this ball rolling here. Bruce, calm it down, brother. You're going to be all right, man. You don't have to leave the United States. We're never going to be as bad as Venezuela, one of those Hispanic third world countries, okay? Yeah, we got a lot of racial problems and all that, Bruce, but you know what? You're a patriot, and you don't need to be walking away from nowhere. You stay in your own country that your family, for generations and generations, I'm sure, have fought for and worked and slaved for, you know, teared for, whatever you want to call it. So here, Mike, now here's what I want to get going. To the other caller, the last caller, and another call, but before I go there, Mike, right now, let's be on the level, Mike. You have to move this trial out of Manhattan into Staten Island. If you do not move this trial to Staten Island out of Manhattan, Donald Trump probably will be convicted. If you move it to Staten Island, he's going to be walking scot-free. Donald Trump should demand, with all the money he's got, that just whatever it takes, he's going to have this trial sent over to Staten Island or bring it to Florida. Bring it to North Carolina, anywhere but in that Manhattan schmucks. Zog is Zionist occupational government's going to take him down if he doesn't move it, that trial out. Now, Mike, here, let's get going. Mike, you know, we hear this last caller. He's talking about, well, when's it all going to come to an end? I can tell you when it's going to come to an end, Mike. We got a weakling in there right now as a president. And when China invades Taiwan, that's when the curtain opens up and everything falls. The lights will fall off from the stage. When that curtain opens up, when China's invading Taiwan. And, Mike, did you see what China did today with Japan? You hear what the Chinese consulates are trying to do in Japan right now?
Fill us in.
Okay, well, the Chinese right now are telling the Japanese that the white man, the Americans are bad, and you should join with the Asian countries. The Japanese should join with China against the Americans.
Yeah, now, they might just do that, too.
And you look at World War II, Mike, and nuclear warheads that were used. Big fat boy and a little boy, okay? Or a little man, whatever the hell it was. And Mike,
fat man and little boy.
Little boy, exactly. These Chinese are very slick. Look what they're doing on TikTok, Mike. Look what these Chinese are trying to do. Look at these Chinese invading our elections, Mike. And like you've been saying for a year now, these elections don't get fixed. We don't get these white women on board with the white men. They show that we are the majority, not the minority, Mike. They're going to always use that manipulative and that narrative. Oh, the white women are always so licky, kissy, touchy, feely. Grab your ankles, and guess what? You're going to vote Democrat. Every white woman in this country should register as an independent. Every male should register as an independent. When you're an independent, Mike, you have your own mind to think whether you want to go right or left. When you're a Democrat or a Republican, you are a brainwashed imbecile. We should be independents and make our own mind with the right, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God. We the people, by the people, for the people. And we don't have that anymore, Mike. We don't even have American white males flying American flags anymore in their homes. I do. But hardly anybody wants to even fly a flag anymore. And that's shameful. How many millions of men went to the battlefield and died for this country? And you can't even fly a flag, and you got to let all these minorities invade your country? Bullshit! Mike, this has got to stop, man. Gotta stop
hey,
right
Tom,
now.
You gotta calm down. Gotta calm down.
Biden should be in a military tribunal right now for the invasion of our country. What he's done. He's a nonsensical nincompoop. And he's being manipulated by Zog, Mike. He's not making these decisions. Even Stephen Miller, who happens to be a Jewish American Senate, Biden's not making these decisions. He's not making no decisions. He's being told by the Israelis what to do. And I told him to his face, and they can come get me. Because Biden's a liar, and he wants to say he's an Irish Mike. How can he be an Irish Mike when he believes in abortion, when he believes in homosexuality? That's a true Catholic, Mike? Is that a real Catholic, Mike?
No.
Is that found in the doctrine of the Catholic Church? Joe Biden and Pelosi are filthy liars, both of them. And they're multimillionaires, and they never worked a day in their life. They don't know what it is to toll and sweat and work and bust their butt, Mike, to make ends meet, man. And that's what Trump should be running ads on. And I love his two sons, Don and Eric, because they are true patriots. They love this country. That bumbling Biden son, Hunter, should be in prison for the crap he's got away with, Mike. With the computer. And you know that guy dusted. Oh, for 3 years, all I heard of that guy in New Jersey was how bad Donald Trump was. I have yet to hear that guy say one word about Donald Trump good and anything bad about Joe Biden. Tell me one thing, Dustin, that Joe Biden has done good. I want to hear it. I want him to call in and tell me. What has Joe Biden done good? I can name you 10,000 things that Donald Trump has done good. What they've done to him is ridiculous. What they've done to him is a disgrace to the human race. And Hungary president wants Soros arrested. The president of Hungary wants George Soros arrested, Mike. And he needs to be put behind bars, that old cretin.
Yeah.
Ridiculous what they're doing to our country. They're destroying this country. And Bruce is right. We better straighten this crap out or a lot of people are going to bolt. I ain't bolting nowhere. I'm either going to go up or I'm going to go down. Or I'll go all around. But I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm not going to let no Zog tell me what to do. And that's exactly what the narrative. They run our Hollywood. They run all these commercials. Mike, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you seen a white man on a commercial?
Well, they're starting to come back.
Starting to come back. Okay. Okay. I can accept that, Mike.
Okay.
But when I see it, it's always a blonde or white woman with an Afro-American man. I never see it. I wish some Afro-American women would call your show and to talk about that alone, because there's a lot of great, beautiful Afro-American women who should be calling your show and saying, hey, you know, this guy Tommy's telling the truth. You never see black women with black men in commercials, hardly. It's unbelievable to me. You know,
okay, well, Tom, I've given you a really good chunk of time, And yeah, well, we're now
Mike.
Getting back to covering topics that we've covered before here. And so I take some deep breaths and try and calm down there. We're going to let you go. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Marco, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
First and foremost, sir, I want to say to all my American brothers and sisters that are listening, you know, there comes a point, you know, in every 200-year cycle where we need to decide, dude, what is worth living for, what is worth dying for. And I think it's becoming apparent, you know, that everything that Donald Trump is doing is going to lead him to be assassinated in front of everybody.
I'm afraid that is exactly what's going to happen.
And when you guys see this, and when this happens, this is when, you know, this is when the shit hits the fan. And in all reality, I've already come to terms with the fact I've already fathered a son. You know, I've already, you know, fulfilled, you know, the echelon of what, you know, life is intended. I've gotten married in the eyes of God. You know, I've achieved marriage. I've achieved, you know, a quasi-stability for what my generation, you know, can produce, given the fact that they've been deindustrializing, you know, our country, dude, since I was born.
Yes.
And I've come to terms with the fact, dude, that, you know, I may not grow to be an old man here in America. And, you know, this is the reality, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, embrace it, you know, like a older person, you know, embraces, you know, passing on.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about any of you guys wanting to leave this country or anything like that. I don't want to hear, dude, about, you know, how, you know, we're going to give up and all that stuff. Because, you know, the souls of our elders are calling us. And they're pushing us, you know, into this decision that everybody's going to have to make. Now, it's granted and true. You know, most of the foreigners that have come into this country in the last 20, 30 years have no allegiance to America. So it's easy to side on the side of corruption and, you know, voting yourself, you know, a raise and a paycheck and things like that. But we are here, and we are still here, and we are here, dude, to push back. And what I mean by this is whatever you intend in your mind to keep your homestead, your culture, you know, the rules of our laws in this country. And I honestly think, dude, that each and every one of you, dude, that are listening to this need to look into yourself and prepare for a reality where we might have to take up arms. And you know, there's all types of, you know, hidden, you know, unknowns, you know, like the technology unknown, you know, that the government, dude, would be waiting, dude, to unleash upon us. The financial unknowns, the unknowns, dude, of can you survive, you know, in a situation, dude, where, you know, it's hopeless. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, our elders are looking, you know, are screaming to us, you know, that we should never have let this transpire. You know, everybody knows that something's going on, but there's just a lot of weak men, you know, in this country. You know, good times make for weak men. Hard times make for strong men. We are entering hard times.
Yes,
we are. We're entering a point to where we're not going to have any allies, you know, in a war, you know, with the Ukraine. I mean, you know, it's right what the caller had said. Japanese are looking at us. The world is moving away from us because of this situation. And some people, you know, will sit here and, you know, see a rose color darkly, or they see the emperor's got no clothes. The people do, you know, need to be out in the streets. You need to be out there defending our First Amendment, not cowering in your home. And sitting there and be like, well, you know, as long as this doesn't happen to me. No, dude, we cannot sit here and look at our American brothers and sisters and everybody, dude, who's served this country in some form of capacity and sit here and be derelict like this. You know, the truth of the matter is this, is that if you want to sit here and do nothing, you're going to be a slave to the New World Order. And they're going to eventually get you to kill yourself. And you know, because that's what the end game is. They don't want to pay Social Security. They want to bankrupt the country so that the elite dude can have all the money and everybody dude on the dole so that they can control all of us. You guys know this, but every day you guys sit in your homes and want to, you know, turn off, you know, the television after Mike Ribeiro's over, or I'm sorry, the internet after Michael Ribeiro's over, and don't sit here and plan anything with your family. You don't want to support? You don't, I mean, if you're old and you don't have the means to fight, you got to give up the resources to the young so that they can help defend you. This is where we're at, you guys. This is how we survive going forward, because they're going to push us into war. They're going to push, you know, I mean, it's death by a thousand cuts. They're going to come with the vaccines, you know, in the food. They're going to come with this Marburg. They've already been talking about it. We've already seen how, you know, Bill Gates gets on television and says, you know, that they're prepared for pandemic two, and the response is going to be much stronger. What are you going to do to defy this country, this corrupt element of our country, and restore the light? This is where we are, you guys. And I'm a younger old man. I mean, I'm 39 years old. And this is sad when I should be, you know, having milestones and thinking about grandchildren and stuff like that, where I have to worry about keeping my son alive. You know, and he's a grown man, but, you know, he's never grown up under these auspices and doesn't have any education about these auspices. And it's my job as a parent to protect my family in the best way that I can. But long story short, they are coming for Donald Trump. And prepare in your mind for when this happens, dude, because they're going to drag out these cases. They're not going to be able to go through with it. And the people are still going to love him even more because he represents, you know, the last, you know, in my mind, Donald Trump, dude, is the father of the revolution to come. And you're going to need to see this moment and have it etched in your mind so that it gives you the fortitude to either live or die. And I just want you guys to know that, and I want to give somebody else a chance. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Pretty hard to follow that, right, Mike?
I'm sorry, what?
I said it's pretty hard to follow both Tom and...
Yeah, it's very hard. They're both very, very passionate people here.
Well, mine's really simple. Were you freelance or you were attached to a production house in Hollywood?
I was pretty much, a little bit of both. I was on staff at Robert Abel and Associates and then Hanna-Barbera. And other times I was just sort of freelancing around.
Well, the reason I ask is that, you know, I was an advisor to the industry through the late 90s and the very first couple of years in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to drop the Marburg hand grenade in your lap, but I don't want to pull the pin and walk away from you. So
I appreciate that.
When you get a chance, or I think you did give me your phone number, but my phone got changed, so it may come up with a caller ID as Austin Carter rather than Tom in Utah.
Okay.
So if you see an Austin Carter on the address, that probably is me. But anyway,
okay.
I want to talk to you and tell you more about the Marburg and the whole biological weapon program that we in the industry actually know more about, and it terrifies us, of course. But without the understanding, everybody's vulnerable. But once you know the delivery method, then it's not so much of a problem. You can avoid the infection and then not be diagnosed with the disease.
Okay.
Anyway, give me a holler. I don't know if you were associated with Gretchen Weiler or any of that group or Paul McCartney. He had me come out and speak to his gathering of 3,000 after Linda passed. Gretchen Weiler had
no, I mean, I certainly know who Paul McCartney is, but I never met him, and the other names don't ring a bell. But then I've been out of the industry for so long, you know, I've probably forgotten
a lot.
You
know Kirk Douglas, so.
Oh yeah, I know him very well.
He sat with me in 1990.
In fact, I have one of the gladiator swords from Spartacus hanging on my wall in the living room.
Yeah, he sat with me in 1999 after he'd gone through stroke damage, and he bought another 20 years. He didn't die until, what, 2-3 years ago. He got 20 more years of life that he shouldn't have gotten. Simply
okay.
Taking advice.
Okay, well, Tom, thanks an awful lot for the call, but we are getting close to the end of the show.
Okay, yeah, just go ahead.
All right, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. One, I had to admire the passion that the two fellows had expressed earlier, a moment ago, 2 ago, or whatever. But one, 2 quick thoughts for you. Tom needs to learn how to calm down, or he's going to have a heart attack unless he's in fantastic health, physically speaking.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
And the stress. I mean, stress is not good for you. I don't care what's going on that's upsetting you. You need to calm your system down, regardless. As far as wanting to hear from a certain demographic, calling into the show and so forth, as far as the network goes, you're not going to have it. Because for one thing, there's really nothing they're going to hear on RBN that actually pleases them or is enticing to them to call up and listen to or look up and listen to. They are of a different train of thought. They may be ticked off, but they figure, hey, who's going to bother to listen? I might as well go on with my life, and that's it. They see the writing on the wall, but seriously, you're talking about the wrong demographic part of the society that's not going to bother, because they're going to think, why should I bother with this network? Because you hear a bunch of complaining, a bunch of griping, and everything else, and so forth, so why add to it? But anyway, that's just a sentiment of my perception of what people are facing and looking at and not really contemplating and trying to solve the situation. And with that, I'll have lime coconut and pineapple macaroni and the variant. Have fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And this is bringing us up to the pretty much the end of the show. And see if there's anything we want to have a last-minute situation. Apparently, the NBA is dropping marijuana testing and penalties under their new labor agreements. So for all the potheads out there with basketballs, that'll be really good news. Anyway, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone today. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. We need your help to build our audience. Put us out on social media. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. And please remember to donate. We need your help to get through what we need. New equipment is what we need. And anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.